Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with head coach of the Pella Boys basketball team, Derek Schulte, as we put a bow on the winter season on KNIA KRLS. The Dutch were our final team standing, falling in the state quarterfinals to Carroll, 50-49 in a very close matchup to start the state tournament, finishing the season 21-5 and runners up in the Little Hawkeye Conference. And coach, we talked a little bit about it that Monday after the magnitude of what this team accomplished in 4 years, the size of senior class, the largest since you've been here in Pella, and all those other pieces. I imagine for you, now that you've had some time to think about it, a very special season. You certainly always wish you can go further than you did, but certainly a lot of great moments in the 2025-26 campaign.
You're exactly right, Andrew. We, you know, it ended sooner than we wanted to, but it ended where we wanted it to be able to close it out at the state tournament the last year in Des Moines, to finish with 21 wins, and to have so many just great performances and games and atmospheres throughout the season. This group was just a joy to coach, and you know, I think it was really won through our entire bench just buying into the idea of playing for something bigger, buying into what their role is to help the team. And you could see us gain steam as the season went on, and the end goal was always to get there. We obviously wish we were still playing a little longer, but what a great effort our guys gave. They left it on the floor. While we didn't have our best game in terms of how we played, the effort, the competitiveness, and the competitive spirit that the guys had was top-notch, just like it was all season long.
Well, and for the second consecutive year, that started with a large portion of your roster being busy playing for a state football championship. And this year, it felt like, unlike last year, a little more prepared for it, just because in part you had gone through that experience. But in hindsight, when you look back at that December portion of your calendar, some of your better basketball moments and games, the big win over Norwalk in particular, happened even though your guys still had their football legs, which I imagine had to be a point of pride that, hey, we played football and played for a state championship and didn't look any the worst when we got into the season right away.
No, the guys jumped right in and just competed hard. And, you know, it wasn't perfect early, but we found ways to win. And I think that was a hallmark of this team. If you just think even back to North Polk and Grandview Christian, some tough battles early on. And we've talked many times, Andrew, our schedule is second to none. We know every single night we're going to be challenged in a big way in our conference and non-conference schedule. And the guys rose to that challenge. And getting off to that good start was so critical in this season. And then we were able to build on it once we started to get that connectivity that you get when you play together longer. And all of a sudden we started to play better basketball when you start to look at our assisted turnovers and just how we were able to execute in late game situations. And so that start was definitely a key for us.
Well, and a unique opportunity that was sandwiched in between there as you headed into winter break. And I called my first game in 12 years, despite having lived in Pella and covered sports at the Kuiper Fieldhouse, as your Dutch took on Waukee, and a game that lopsided for a while on the scoreboard. But it felt like of all the games you played, maybe the biggest learning opportunity, especially with a program that we don't have a lot of reasons to interact with. And clearly a Waukee team that had a great season as well. And really felt like an opportunity for our guys to not only see how good we are in Class 3A, and we get that a lot in the tournament time, but to really see how we stack up against maybe one of the best teams in the entire state.
You're exactly right. That game was one and just a great opportunity to compete against a team that ended up in the Final Four in 4A, and to do it at Central College and provide our guys a unique experience. But we went there to compete and to challenge ourselves, and then heading into Christmas break to be able to learn from the things that maybe we didn't execute at the highest level, and that to be able to take a step forward after break. And, I thought that led into obviously a very good win against Knoxville coming right out of break, and that motivation there. And so even though we lost that game against Waukee, some of our best learning moments were from our hard times and losses. And this group was resilient and just kept moving forward, knowing that we were playing for bigger things down the road.
Here with Pella Boys head basketball coach Derek Schulte, as we look back at the 25-26 winter season, and we go into the teeth of the best stretch of your year, potentially in terms of wins and losses, came in between two pretty frustrating losses, I know, for the guys with Oskaloosa. And while the Indians will get to hold that over you, I'm sure, going into next year, in between was certainly a really unique stretch, some really close wins, including Norwalk, some maybe bigger lopsided wins that you weren't able to have as many because of the challenge of your schedule. A really interesting stretch, because I know that there are some different guys working on different things to that point, but really trying to set the stage for what was going to come with February and the tournament trail.
We know that January into February is such a critical portion of the season. You know, the goal is always to be playing your best basketball at the end. And so to be able to ramp up after Christmas break, get into the heart of the season and play great team basketball was something that was fun to see. We got on a roll and in our conference, you're just playing such good teams every single Tuesday and Friday when you get to the meat of that schedule. And so that preparation definitely allowed us to be ready for tournament time.
And tournament time this year was the benefit of being in the rankings because of some of those wins and signature victories allowed you to have a home tournament trail. And your final four wins of the season all came against from the same conference. It was a Mount Pleasant tune-up on February 17th, and then Fairfield, Washington, and Keokuk all at home. First time in school history, of course, with the new sub-state rules that you got to host a sub-state site, and that was a very electric environment, especially with how well your guys played in that second half. And again, a real earned tournament trail to be at home, and then your guys played like it.
Yeah, that, you know, with the rule change, that was one of the goals, to be able to just be in that top eight of the rankings, to host a sub-state final game and have that home path. And we knew the atmosphere would be great at home, playing against one of the best players in the state in Jackson Clark and what he presents. And Keokuk had a fantastic year. But what a great team win that was. And to be able to celebrate and at our own court and in our own locker room, we'll have a lot of special memories that these guys will take forever.
And then, of course, it takes us to the state tournament, which in many ways this year belonged to the Raccoon River Conference, including ADM and Ballard in the finals. And like two ships passing in the night as we join the Raccoon River in a couple of years, Carroll's on its way out. And again, we talked a little bit about it at the top of the interview and before we got on and had a chance to talk Monday. Just one of those games where things weren't quite clicking for either team in terms of what they wanted to execute. Your guys got down by 7 late in the third quarter, and that very well could have spelled the end of the season then, but rallied and had a really fun run that got the crowd into it. Took a lead very late, your only lead in the game late with about a minute and a half left, but the Tigers had enough plays in them to finish it. Your thoughts about how things wrapped up at the state quarterfinal, I should say, and the opportunity to play Carroll and again, get a little taste of maybe what we're going to see in the Raccoon River Conference in a couple of years.
Yeah, it was an excellent game. It wasn't the most cleanly played or highly effective offensively, but I thought you had two teams that were well prepared with their scouts and making things difficult on the other teams. Both teams competed at a high level. It was a physical game. It's a type of game you often see at state as teams are trying to find their way in a different environment at Wells Fargo Arena, and just give them credit. They just made a couple more plays, and our guys left everything on the floor. Just proud of them. Our mental state of mind was good, even though we weren't playing great. And like we've seen all season long, that never give up attitude and battle to the end was there. Obviously, we're disappointed of how it ended, but not disappointed at all in our guys. Like I said earlier, didn't end where we wanted it to, but did end exactly where we had hoped to, which is at Wells Fargo Arena. And so a tough locker room. It's always hard to end a season and see the end of a journey. And as we have more time, we'll be able to reflect back on all the great things that this senior class and this team did, including high success on the floor. You think about the 14 seniors that are a part of our program, many playing since their sophomore year. We're part of two state tournaments, 3 years in a row of top 10 team in the state. But most importantly, I think this legacy is going to be about how they treat each other and hopefully how they carried on the tradition of Pella basketball at an extremely high level and participating at state and also continuing to inspire the next generation with that. And a lot of fun stories of our youth players and families, you know, that's reaching out to me or others, of just the impact that these guys and this team made. And that's what makes Pella basketball special, because it continues the tradition.
We are Derek Schulte as we wrap up the Pella boys basketball season. And I was going to ask you about the seniors, and so I'll just get right in. And I know I've alluded to it at a couple different questions, but now that we have a little more of our sit down here, of course, this special class to you is not only special because of all those accomplishments, it's your son and his best friends. And I know that for a lot of the coaches we follow, they don't always get that opportunity. And you got a chance to spend an entire winter with your son. I know now you really get to go watch your daughters play a lot more. That Austin won't be quite the focal point. He's going to go off to Chicago and do great things. But just for you personally, how special was it not only to get to be with these 14 seniors, but these are your son's best friends?
It is special. The opportunity with this team, with Austin, is not something that every coach gets to have, and to be able to do it at a high level in terms of competing at state. And seeing this group grow from elementary students to now, and their growth, not only on the floor as basketball players, but their maturity as young men. It was an honor and a privilege to coach them and this entire team. And so they're going to be greatly missed, obviously, for a multitude of reasons. But like I said, I think what you want to do with any senior class is, hey, can you leave the jersey in a better place than where it was, and they continued to carry on the special tradition of Pella, and they definitely, in their 4 years, you could look at our records, you could look at the results, left the jersey in a better place, and just can't say enough great things about this group.
Well, and the very fascinating part is what happens when the calendar turns, with having the largest senior class that's been around since you've been here, and one of the largest in program history, period. That leaves a lot of questions, I'm sure, to be answered, which will be some of the fun of the challenge, but also some of the uniqueness. We're not completely, you know, the cupboard's not completely bare, especially with a guy like Griffin Simpson and the great contributions he made this year. But from there, Coach, I don't know if it's parts exciting, parts daunting, but a brand new roster essentially awaits us coming next winter.
You're exactly right. When you lose probably, like you said, maybe the most seniors in the most recent history of Pella, all of a sudden you look ahead a year and the roster and team looks different. But what I can say is I'm really excited about the guys that we return. We feel like our juniors, our sophomores, and then our freshmen all had really good seasons in different ways at their levels, or with us practicing or playing key roles like a Griffin and Gage did this last year for our current team. And this will be a big summer, a big off season as we figure out roles, you figure out how guys play together in combinations. But what I will say is that we've got a group that's coming that is hungry, that is talented, and that is excited for the opportunities ahead. I know they'll put the work in, and we're looking forward to working with them.
Well, and it will be a lot of fun regardless. That's head coach of the Pella boys basketball team, Derek Schulte. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we put a bow on the 2025-26 season. Again, the Dutch were 21-5, runners-up in the Little Hawkeye Conference, finishing for the 20th time in program history at the state tournament. Coach, as always, appreciate your time. This bunch was extremely fun, between dunks and three-pointers and big runs and games with Waukee at Central and so on. I know Trevor and I had an absolute blast with this group, and regardless of what it looks like, we look forward to the new-look Pella basketball team coming up next winter. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. You and Trevor, we appreciate all the coverage, all the time, all the investment that you give our program and others at Pella. So thank you.